and welcome to Scale Your Sales Podcast, listed in 2020 as number 8 of 42 best podcasts for every sales professional. I am your host, Janice B. Gordon, the customer growth expert and author of Business Evolution, Creating Growth in a Rapidly Changing World. I created Scale Your Sales Framework to develop leading edge capabilities to secure, retain and grow key customer relationships for long-term value and partnership. Join me each week to learn from amazing B2B sales and business experts and influencers. Tune in for actionable insights and strategies. Are you ready to scale your sales?
So my next guest started her sales career at IBM and Lenovo, and continued when she took the leap into entrepreneurship, starting her sales training firm. She is a LinkedIn top sales voice. Not only am I extremely jealous, I'm also a big fan of Amy Franco. So welcome to Scale Your Sales Podcast, Amy.
Oh, Janice, it's so great to be here. And I love your intro so much. I think I might take you on the road with me when we're able to travel again. How about that?
I would love that. Yeah, you know, us gals together, this would be
cool. Love it.
Before we recorded, we were just talking about us doing a gig in London. So, you know, you guys are going to have to just watch this space, because I am such a big fan of Amy's. And you must get her book, The Modern Seller. I read it, I've reviewed it, and we're going to talk a bit more about that. But before we talk about your book, let's talk about how you have adapted to the pandemic, working with your customers. What has been the biggest change?
This probably isn't going to be a surprise to anyone who is watching or listening to this, but just the complete adaptation to everything virtual. So my entire relationship building process, my entire sales and business development process, from initial introduction all the way through earning a first engagement or continuing an engagement, is entirely virtual. And it's not limited to smaller opportunities. There are, you know, six-figure deals that are happening now completely virtually because of people's comfort levels of having to adapt this way to the pandemic. So I'm probably no different than anyone else having to adapt in that way. And I'm loving it. These are additive skills. And, you know, when we do get the opportunity to be back together in person, everything that I've had to adapt and you've had to adapt, we can take with us.
I think this has been a real advantage that we've been forced down this line. I mean, of course, there's been a lot of the sadness that's gone on, but actually we were moving in this direction. We kind of needed that push and shove in order to do that. But there are a lot of opportunities that have opened up for me. I don't know if that's been the case for you as well.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you said that this is something we could use to our advantage. It's an opportunity. There is so much in the way that we see this and view it, the mindset that we take. And to your point, not to minimize the real hardships and challenges that are happening for people out in the world. However, for those of us that are in these types of roles, these leadership roles, these sales roles, the more that we take the mindset that there's opportunity in this, we'll find the opportunity. If we take the mindset that this is complete drudgery and there is no opportunity, guess what? You won't find the opportunity.
And I think that we have to lead other people in the direction that we want them to go, as not only as entrepreneurs ourselves and as business leaders. And, you know, finding those opportunities and helping others over the hump in order to see the opportunities is really important. I'm being interviewed tomorrow about positive mindset. And it's all those little things that I do. And you'll know this running your own business like me. It's all those little things that you do that actually enhance your ability to sell. It's really difficult to sell if you haven't got a positive mindset, and you need to do all of those little things in order to make sure that you are the best, you're presenting yourself as the best you can be, whatever the surrounding situations may be.
Yeah, you know, the energy that we bring is so important to our relationships and to the sales process. I have found, I don't know about you, Janice, but I have found that in virtual environments, it takes twice as much energy to come across as half as energetic. So even for our conversation today, I'm standing. I set myself up. I try to create an environment of success. And to your point on the positive mindset, there's this other piece to it that I've been learning and studying, which is how aware are we in any given moment of time, what type of mindset that we have? And, you know, we're all human beings. We, you know, there are some moments where we're going to be positive, even the most positive of us. And I'm an optimist. We have our moments, right? But how aware are you of when maybe you're in a dip, and being able to pull yourself back out of that dip is as important as maintaining your positivity, your awareness of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, modern seller, tell us more. I know that you have five dimensions. And so tell us how you came up with those five dimensions. Why are they key to being a modern seller?
So I published The Modern Seller in late 2018. And it's so interesting to have these conversations, because even though the book is a little bit over 2 years old, it's as if it's more relevant than ever. It's not that I had my crystal ball and could have ever imagined what we would have gone through in the last year or so, but these dimensions of modern selling are going to be more important than ever as individuals and companies come out of the pandemic and move into the future. You know, the catalyst for those five dimensions was my own work with my clients. I have a learning and development background. So as you mentioned, when I pivoted out of IBM and Lenovo, I started a learning and development firm. And it has ranged throughout the years. And of course, today it focuses solely on sales and sales leadership development. But with that learning and development background, I pay attention to the skills behind the skills, if you will. So things like our prospecting and outreach, our sales conversations, the way we present proposals, the way we close business, those activities will not go away. But what I was seeing was some need to build some skills behind the skills. What are the capabilities and dimensions we could build individually or in teams that will help us to be better at those? So that is ultimately how I landed on those five dimensions that I cover in the book, to help people become better at the everyday activities of selling.
So one of the dimensions you mentioned is entrepreneurship. And I thought that was really interesting. So tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, so the idea behind a modern seller is entrepreneurial is that the concept is that a very successful modern seller or sales leader, depending on the role that you're in, they don't just see themselves as solely an employee of the organization. They really see themselves as the owner and the leader of their territory, their book of business, whatever that looks like for you. And when you take that view, something that you really own, you take pride in, you want it to grow, you make different decisions. You aren't just looking at what's right in front of you to move forward, an opportunity to move forward or an opportunity to close. You are looking at things strategically and tactically. It's looking at the top line of that territory, the bottom line profitability of the territory. Where are my greatest opportunities? Where do I want to focus into verticals? What are my risks? What are the downsides that I need to protect? Where do I see myself in a year or 3 years? Way different thought process and way different decision making than here's my CRM in front of me today. Here's my list that I need to call on. Here's what I need to move forward. Those things have their place, don't get me wrong, But in order to really be entrepreneurial as a modern seller and move something forward that's significant, you have to be able to rise above that and look at everything that's happening up here. So everything that you're doing down here and the tactics is really serving you.
I thought it was really interesting because it's really about taking ownership. This is my account. You know, it's like my business. I'm responsible here. I thought that was a very interesting concept. Is it because you're running your own business that that's the nub? That's the thing that you came across. Why you came across this concept of entrepreneurial?
I'm sure that that plays into it most definitely, because as I am being an entrepreneur, the growth of my company solely rests on my ability to build relationships, to uncover opportunities, to grow clients. So absolutely. But I also have to say, early on in my career, when I got my start at IBM, I had the opportunity to shadow some top performers. And those lessons have just stuck with me over the past 20 years. And there was one person in particular that I had the opportunity to shadow, and she was a rock star, Janice. Pam is her name. And Pam was one of those people that always made her number, no matter what was happening out in the world. No excuses, no complaints. She was a driver and she was very successful. And one of the things that I noticed about her was that every account that she had, and she had a lot, every account that she had, she took very extreme ownership of. And because she did that, she was so successful, her clients appreciated that, and she earned more business because of it. She took very extreme ownership and had to navigate things in a large, global, complex organization. But at the end of the day, her clients knew that she was the owner and she would help get it done. And I took that lesson with me. It still sticks with me.
So talking about she, let me ask you about diversity, because I know that you've got an unusual experience that a lot of other women in sales don't necessarily have. So, you know, how do you think the industry has progressed and how does that relate to the experience that you had?
Yeah, so when I think back on my career, I did have an unusual experience when we talk about diversity. There was a point in my career where my first, second, and third line sales leaders were all women. And even today, when I share that story, it's still not the norm. It's an anomaly. What I take away from that is that early in my career, I had role models where I could really see myself progressing into leadership, if that's something that I wanted to do, because I had like-minded role models, people that kind of looked like me, if you will, that I could emulate and learn from. So that's a unique experience that most women probably still don't have today. You know, in terms of, to answer your question about my thoughts on diversity, I see improvements and I still also see opportunities. I see more out in the marketplace, and perhaps it's because I spend a lot of my time, you know, of course, in the sales space, but I do see more awareness, more action and push being taken to elevate women into sales and then into sales leadership. And you know, we still have work to do, but I see positive momentum.
What practical strategy could you offer listeners that enable buyers to buy or to build relationships with your key customers? What practical strategy do you have?
Right now, when I'm working with my clients and we are looking at their territory strategically, what I've been asking my clients to do is to take a look. Let's say you have 100 clients, just because I need some easy math. If you take a look at your top 20% of your clients, so you're out of 100 clients, your top 20, do you truly understand the inner workings of those accounts? Do you have all the right relationships that you need? Are there potentially any risks of relationships that you don't have? Do you know where they want to be headed in the next year or two? take the time to really focus in on your existing top 20% of your clients. And an exercise that you can do with them is to reach out to your highest level contacts there, your highest level decision makers, or even higher if you have the relationships. Get a little bit of time on the calendar with them. You're probably not going to get a whole lot of time, so we have to be respectful of that. But could you ask them in the next year, what are the two or three things that I can be paying attention to that are going to be the most valuable to you? And then when you hear those, you can start to think through, all right, what do I bring to the table, my company bring to the table, that can help with that? Or where can I potentially open up my network to make introductions? Our networks are so valuable. I'm always talking about cultivating your networks and building them and being able to say, oh, you know, Janice said that she really wants to move the business in this direction. I think I know somebody who might be able to help her with that. Let me make that connection. That's as valuable as helping them to solve a specific problem in their business that you can help them with. So that's my practical in the trenches advice, if you will, to really work with those top 20% of clients and do something tangible.
That your network is your net worth, and investing in that. I wrote an article about becoming a trusted advisor. And as you kind of move up the kind of steps and the depth of becoming a trusted advisor, your network becomes even more important. What's your view?
I 100% agree with that. I remember when I left my role. So I was at Lenovo at the time, and I had left that role to start my own venture. And I had this realization in that moment, in those moments, that I still take with me. And I believe I wrote about it in the book. The realization was that I had great internal networks in my organization. I had great networks with my direct clients and customers, but I had this big gap when it came to the larger, broader community network. And I realized in order to be successful, I was going to have to fill those gaps and get out into my community and get into the organizations and associations that would help me to elevate my work. So that's a lesson that I've taken with me, you know, all throughout. And for anyone who's watching or listening to this, take time to cultivate your networks. And a place where you can start to cultivate your networks is think about the one or two big goals that you want to be accomplishing and start to cultivate your networks around that. And another way that you can always cultivate your networks that I'm a huge advocate for is if you have something that you're passionate about, a cause that you're passionate about, joining a nonprofit board, things like that, that's a excellent organic way to build your networks and do something that's really valuable.
Talking about networks, tell me more about WAGGGS.
Oh, yes, the World Association of Girl Guides and Scouts, I believe it's called. So that is the European arm, or the global arm of Girl Scouts. And I am part of Girl Scouts USA here in the States. Yes. And I'm the chair of the board for Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartlands, which is one council of Girl Scouts of the USA. And we serve well over 15,000 girls, and girls ranging from the age of 5 all the way up to 18, helping them to build their leadership skills. And so I chair the board, and it has just been, it's been a really life-changing experience for me, not only for the mission of the work, and also the networks and the people that I've had the opportunity to meet. So that's something that has, it's fed my passions, and also something that I would like to parlay into future board service. So looking to the future.
So were you a scout? Is that your introduction into it?
I wasn't a Girl Scout as a young girl. My sister was. I was introduced to the Girl Scouts as an adult. I know somebody in the organization who says, the Girl Scouts found me at the right time. And sometimes it finds you when you're a girl, sometimes it finds you when you're an adult. So I joined the organization maybe 6 or 7 years ago, just on some network connections that I have here locally.
What I find is the interesting link between the role models that you had, those women leaders, the role models that you had, and you being a role model now to a lot of the girls in the Scouts coming up. I think that's a really interesting connection, and it's wonderful that you are passing that on.
We never know who is looking to us as role models. The other maybe interesting fact about me is I also have 4 younger sisters. I'm the oldest of 5 daughters, so that plays a role in it, I'm sure, as well. But you just never know who's watching and who's looking up to us as role models and choosing the things that we're really passionate about so we could make an impact on other people. That's what this is all about. You know, even our conversation here today, hopefully someone hears something or watches something that strikes them, helps them to think differently, maybe act differently, get a different and better result. And hopefully we've had that small impact on that person.
I absolutely love your book, The Modern Seller, and you know, the way that you go about managing your online profile and the work that you've done, I, you know, highly kind of commend you for that. I know that we'll be doing this again, but for now, tell the listeners the best way that they can get in contact with you.
Sure. So if you're interested in the book, it is available on Amazon globally, hardcover, Kindle, and Audible, so whichever version you like. To connect with me directly, LinkedIn is a great place to connect with me. If you do reach out, please personalize your invitation. Let me know that you met me through Janice so I can connect with you. And then lastly, you can also visit amyfranco.com. Lots of free resources out there to help you scale your sales.
Excellent. Thank you for being a guest in Scale Your Sales podcast, Amy. I'll put everything in the show notes. So look forward to talking to you again and seeing you when we're on our tour.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much, Janice. This has been such a great conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Scale Your Sales. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter, Janice B. Gordon, to comment and share. I'd love it if you would leave a review on ratethispodcast.com/scaleyoursales. Please subscribe for more weekly expert insights to scale your sales.